fundamental subject, Shehu Habasis Shel Svareinu, which is the basis of this whole sefer. Natchil Asik B'Sheilos Pshutos V'Yosaidis, in Perek Beis Daf Mem Gimel. Shaila Shravim Mitanu Shoilo Otam, Es Atzman, questions that people ask themselves. Ulam Lo Yasipuk B'Yonam Limtzois Atshuvos to Shailos Eilu B'Shleimus V'Advarim Noisru Marofulim. We don't get clear answers to these questions, and they stay kind of cloudy. Urafalim, a rafel, dark cloudness. Shailas elu ham goyrilis ve'alani lasiach datmem. They're fundamentally important questions, and you can't turn your head away from them. Mutal aleinu levdok heitiv in barulan in mi onu. It's incumbent upon us to discover, before we can go anywhere, who am I? Avu ezi matara nivranu, for what purpose was I created? Umau tafkidainu, what's our purpose? What's my goal? What's my purpose? And more importantly, who am I? Ibadvarim alori yeshamu rafim veloye muchodonim befinu, if we don't get clarity on this and they stay kind of murky, ein sofet shebakach anu machmitzim chele godol mimilu mataras chayenu. There's no doubt that we will machmitz. What's machmitz?
Vinegar.
Make vinegar out of wine. Yeah, we'll
sour.
Lower the value of a great portion of our fulfilling our purpose of what we offer. But nice of lekach ba'ifan ze loynoi chalasik simcha mitis. As another consequence, you won't be able to acquire proper simcha. Sharak yedir bruro edus atzmoi manikel adam simcha. Only when a person really knows who he is, does that allow a person to be besimcha. When if you look at the way you run your physical world, you see that you don't run your spiritual world in the same way. And if we start running our spiritual world the way we run a physical world, things might get a lot better. Person's going to open a factory. If he goes to the bank to get money, and he's going to know, what are you going to make? I can tell you got the most unbelievable technological new advantage that oils itself and it maintains itself or whatever. You're going to say, yeah, but then what are you producing? No one's going to open up a factory, doesn't know what he's going to make there. How are you going to do it? In every aspect of our lives, you understand, you've got to know what's the purpose of what you're doing and how you're going about getting there. No one's going to go into business and run his physical existence without knowing what's the destination, what's the goal. A person lives his life like that. He goes, he opens up a factory, doesn't know what he's going to produce, he borrows money, doesn't know he's going to pay it back. He's what's called pshat regel. Yeah, bankrupt. Your business got bankrupt. Same in Ruchnias. Aleinu lachdele libeinu sayadiyah sheraka she'ad sakoiches ha'adirim shenitnu biyodoy. Only when a person really recognizes the enormous koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, rak az hu mesuga v'yechel natzel otam k'roi. Only then can use them properly. The person is driving a Ferrari that's capable of going 300 kilometers an hour, but he doesn't know there's a thing called a gear. And he's driving in first gear the whole time. He's going to sputter along at 50 kilometers an hour. Someone comes along and explains to him, excuse me, you know, you can go to second gear, third gear, whatever. You're flying an aeroplane here. Lo yada. The same with us. Moshe lamad avadoyim, yotzi ben yemeni shekam litchia adam shenifta lifnei 50 shana. The sefer is written 20 years ago, so things have changed in 20 years as well. But let's say somebody died 50 years ago, and he was put in a cryogel frozen thing or whatever. Now they thaw him out, yeah, they kept him alive or whatever, or there was tchas amazing, however this guy came back after 50 years. Adam ze'enu makir klal espele technologia chadashi. He won't be able to know how to, he wouldn't survive, he wouldn't know how to live. He wouldn't understand a telephone, he wouldn't understand a computer, he wouldn't understand any of the advances in the life, you know, the world's changed. Im nire lo telephone cellulari, shame a cellophone or whatever. Ule al bedaita, filu be efshirut rechoike. She bechepet This thing got no wires, it's not connected in, it's this small, and from here you can talk while you're driving in your car to America while somebody's driving in his car. He couldn't even begin to understand the potential that's lurking in this machine. And never mind showing what the phones today look like. רק לאחר הרס במפורט עודס כחוסוף של המכשיר, היכל להפיק מבין תואלס. When you explain to him how this works and what the koichos are, or in my marshal, you explain about the gears and you show him what's under the hood, whatever, then he can start using it properly. Marshals are in a dugma katana ma'od. It's a small marshal for what we're talking about, the koichos atum nefesh ha-yudit. What's lurking in a Jewish neshama that we're not aware of and we don't know how to use and we don't know what it's there for? If we won't go and meditate in depth into the words of Chazal, Heilige Chazal, Asher Gilu Lanu Sod HaChaim, who teach us the secret of life, Anu Alulim Lichyot 70 Shana V'lo Ledat Ma Anu Be'emes, Mi Anu Be'emes. You can live there for 70 years, 90 years, 100 years, and you wouldn't know who you are. Zu L'maisem Matos HaDroim HaMavurim B'chelek Alev Shel Sfarenu Matar Ahi. Da es atzmacha. The purpose of the first part of the sefer is to da es atzmacha. Get to know who you are. Hake no miyato. Please come and recognize who you are. What you are. Yedu ziyikamu chiyenis beyaisa. And as we've said, it's ma'od mod chashuv. Yeh v'doma l'kol ha'tarekulu. This is the beginning of everything. V'rak hi musugeles nanik lalu simcha mitis. And as we mentioned it before, in the forward, in the doma, it's only through this that a person comes to real, genuine simcha. Simcha shenu tole b'dover, an independent simcha, simcha that I choose to have, not because of anything that's going on outside of me. In yonim eile yivanu b'harchove b'prikim dalem. This is going to be explained as we go further and further in these chapters. This week's pasuk, but this week's parsha, you all saw it, nachon? All the terrible things that come upon Klal Yisrael that are mentioned in this week's parsha because of one reason. Tachas shelo nvadetes achorish es Hashem elokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav liroiv kol. That's what he said. He's going to be understand how to correct that. Okay. Kamu le'il, as we said above, matereseinu lahagdir es ha'ani shelanu neto. We want to discover who we are, stripped of everything else. Kevayachol. Bli Hashefa Elokia Otsum Shal Torah Mitzvahs V'Dreikas Bashem. We're trying to get to know who we are before the enormous influence of Torah, Mitzvahs and Dreikas in Hashem. We're going to get to that as well, but we first want to get to know who I am without all of that. Pre-Matan Torah. Aleinu Lahaki Mani Kudos Ha'atzmayut Ha'tmun Abonu. We need to discover what our unique essence is. The Shema Koruzu Aleni, the Tsoi Big Voice of Shomoyre Derech Hashegam, Lo Atzmoy, Lo Aya Bikhila Mu'uma, Lo Torah Velo Mitzvah, Lo Yedios Hashem. Who was the Rebbe that we can go learn this from? You want a Rebbe to go discover who you are neto? Without it, without God, without Torah, without Mitzvah, who am I neto? You have to find a Rebbe. So who's the Rebbe? Avram Avinu. Nisbainen bedroch of Nevach of Ketzad, who are geared as Soga of Agadoni, the Ketzad of the Gilat Satsmoy. How did he do it? How did he discover himself and how did he come to all the enormous insights that he came to? Who God will be Chaisa Kol, he was raised with nothing. Who God will be Beit Avis Terach, Shayu Kaimel Avodazore, Vahapitz Psolim, Vavodis Elulim. He was a philosopher, he was the greatest philosopher alive, he invented religions. He wasn't just a carpenter, you know, or a rock worker, you know, knocked out a few, psalim and whatever. That wasn't what he was. Terach was a goat. He was a giant of a human being. He was running entire spiritual work of people's lives. That was who Avram grew up in his home. Terach was also Yetzir Shal Nimrod, Shalav Nema Yodes, Yiboyne, Viskaven, Nimrod boy. Nimrod. Terach used to be one of the advisors of Nimrod. Who was Nimrod? An incredible creature. Paro says, who's Hashem? That's also a degree of idiocy. But Nimrod says, I know who Hashem is. Umiskaven Nimrod boy. And he set out to what's the word? Nimrod. How do you translate it?
Rebel.
Rebel. Rebel. Mutiny. Like Dosev at the Hoyrosa Shalamram Hayu Shaloba Kadusha, Hayo Benida. The Zohar says that Abel was a Benida. Means his whole start off was on the wrong foot. Nimzin Kam Shabbat Vinu Itchil Es Chayov Mekudos Efes. Started his life with nothing, with minus even. Lelo Agdomas Kolshe, nothing. Mishamu Yaitzel Chapes Es Haemes Ubehem Shedalch Vatzliach Lecholim Efech Olomoy. There he went out to discover the truth. And he created the greatest revolution ever, and he became the first Ger Tzedek. He was a guy, he wasn't a Bok Tshuva, he was a Ger. Think about this guy's life. Mom was born in the worst possible situation, he hung out with the worst possible people. Nimrod was the greatest Rosha that ever lived. There was no greater Rosha ever. All the Rishas we deal with today are sparks of Nimrod. And from there he went with nothing and discovered himself, and in discovering himself he discovered Hashem. That's what we have to do. And we're a bit better off because we do have Boch Hashem. We do have a bit of a history. What was everybody called until Avram Avinu hit around, hit the world? They were called Bnei Noach. Mimenu alo itchil am chadash kibul shem v'tor atzmin. From Avram Avinu on, there was a new nation that got a new name and a new description, a new creature, a new bria. Israel. There's no more Bnei Noach. These are called Yisrael, even though they are descended physically from Noach. But they're not called Bnei Noach anymore. Halachically, they're not Bnei Noach anymore. Hadova nefshav kilu Avram Avinu Adam Arishon ale Admois. Avram Avinu really was Adam Arishon, starting all over again. Yesod zeh mevur b'mishnah b'sechtes nedarim perek gimel the mefurish halacha in nedarim kainam she'einin nene libnei noach muta b'Yisrael v'osa b'umas ha'olam. Somebody makes a neder that he's not going to get any benefit, or he's not going to give any benefit to a ben noach. It's a ben noach, someone descended from noach. No, can he get a no or give a no to a Jew? He says yes. Osa b'goy muta b'yehudi. Why? I'm also Ben Noach, I'm also descended from Noach. I can track my history back to Noach. No, you can't. No, you can't. You're a Bria Chadosha. Hatam lekachu, Sham Yisrael shuv eini nikra Ben Noach. We're not called Ben Noach anymore. Ela Ben Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Bnei Yisrael, we're a new creature. Min harei la'avin mayin nekudas hamahafana Avram Avinu. We need to understand what is it that Avram Avinu did that created this new creature called Am Yisrael. Physically, we are also descendants of Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. What did Avram Avinu do that turned the world on its head? Why don't you just upgrade Noach? Just become a better Noach. Noach was a tzaddik, so become a bigger tzaddik. And carry on being better Bnei Noach. You know, the new latest version, you know. Version 8, Noach version 8. You know, the XL model, you know. No. Nothing to do with Noach anymore. Complete revolution. What happened? One of Lavin is Yechidois Tzadosh, Lavin Ravin, in order to understand. When we want to try and understand the unique path that Avram Avinu created, Misayir is Shaila Nosefes. New question. Alright. Gam Chanoich, Mesushalach, Noach, Shem Va'iva, Hakiris Boiram, Vayu Tzadikim Gadoilim. We know there were great, great Tzadikim. The Rambam says this, we see from the Psukim. The Torah testifies to the fact that Noach was a Tzadik. Hashem says he was a tzaddik. No less than the Bodhi Shalom Bekvedev Atzmoy gave Noach the title tzaddik. Shem Ve'eva taught our fathers. They had a yeshiva, and Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov all learned in that yeshiva. Avram, Yitzhak, I'm not sure about, but Avram and Yaakov for sure learned it. So it's better. Avram Vinu Atzmoy Nivgashim Shem Ve'Noach. Avram Vinu met Noach. He met Shem. They lived 58 years together in the world and they met. Avram Avinu didn't invent one God. He knew about it. That Messiah is Noach met Adam. And Adam met God straight on. There was no secrets that there was one God. Shem Vaivedi Shiva Mustama, there was, you know, there was one of the subjects. It was God. We all, when people ask you what was Avraham Avinu's big contribution to the world, they will tell you monotheism. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It was known long before. It was known before. Chanoich, Mesushalach, Noach, Shem Vaiva, Adam Rishon. They all knew that one God. Maybe he was responsible for spreading it and making it popular. But what did he discover that was so unique? If he just got it from Noach by Mesoyrus, so then just gone and become a better Noach. What did he discover? It turned into this new creature. Why isn't this considered a hemshech of what came before? Why did, what was this whole new revolution? Why got to be different? V'amnan b'chasam sofer, and the shaylas and tshuvas in Yerodaya, b'chasam sofer brings b'shem Ramban, shekol ha'yadiyas ha'ksuvas b'toreseinu k'doyshoi, all what's written in our holy Torah, oydus ma shitcharesh v'neema ad la'amram avinu, that was said up to Amram Avinu, nimsoru b'shosheles mesira mipe lo'ezim mi'adam rishon l'mesushalach, u'mi'mesushalach l'noach, u'mi'noach l'avram. There's a, you know, the same as the big beginning of Pekah Avos. There's a chain of Mesoira. The Ramban brings down the chain of Mesoira. Yeah. I don't know where this Ramban is. The Chasam Sofer quotes it. I don't know where he saw it. I don't know if he quotes where he got it from. Not important. There was a Mesira of the what had happened, the Torah, so to speak, from Adam Arishon to Mesoshelach, Mesoshelach to Noach to Avram. Gavach hikir is Boira. Noah didn't recognize Hashem. What are you talking about? Hashem spoke to him. He was ready to give up his life for Hashem. He built the ark every day for 180 years, 120 years. How long did it take to build the ark? 120 years he went out every day and risked his life to build the ark because Hashem told him to. But Noah didn't know Hashem. Vafilu Nimrod ikiris Reboinoi. Chazal said that Nimrod knew who Hashem was. He kiris Boinoi. So what did Avraham Avinu mechanish? Whereas at etzem amatzia sheish manig lebira yoda gam noach v'shem v'nei acharov. The fact that there was a master of this castle, that this world has a boss, there's a creator, that wasn't news. There wasn't news. Noach knew it. Shem v'eiva knew it. Chanoich, who became Melech Mem Tet, you don't even know what that is. We're not even allowed to say the word. It's such a high spiritual concept. It lives somewhere at the Kisei HaKovod. Somewhere in the Kisei HaKovod, there's a Malach called the Malach Mem Tet, and Chanoich became that. He was so holy down in this world that Hashem took him to be a Malach. What big revolution did Avraham Avinu create here when the knowledge that there was Hashem in the world was known from Bias Ha'olam and he got it from Noach? Put this in slightly different words, is what did he discover that Noach didn't discover? Yes, okay, more than this. But Torasayna Kadosh Akosh Rekorosh Bochum, Hichshiv Avraham Avinu is Imunosoi Kitzdoka. The Imuna that Avraham Avinu had in Hashem, Hashem called Stoka. Got it? Poshut, right? V'amin v'Hashem v'yachshavu lo Tzdoka. He had Imun in Hashem, and it was considered, Hashem considered it like he gave him stocker, like he gave Hashem stocker. Make sense for you? I don't know what that means. Pasuk Zenema Bebris Bein Abasorim, Kashi Avraham Avinu Haya Ben Shivim Shana. Avraham 70 years old, and he comes to the Bris Bein Abasorim, famous covenant of the past, whatever that is. Hayuzel Achr Shekvahush Lach Kiv Shanesh. Aliday Nimrod, he'd already been thrown into the fires of Nimrod. V'yosef ben 52, he was 52 when he got thrown into the Kiv Shanesh. V'yotzechai ben Ezgiloi, as we all know, he came out of there in an open miracle. ואם כן קשה, מה היה צדקס הגדולו שאבא מאמין בשם? What was the great tzidkus that Avraham Avinu that he was that he nimun in Hashem? Excuse me. I take you on a train to a fiery furnace, and you come out of there unscathed 3 hours later. So you tell me, no. You know, I believe in miracles. Wow, you believe in miracles? That's unbelievable. How do you believe in miracles? What are you talking about? Avraham Avinu went to the Kibshon Eish and came out, and he saw. That's a big deal now that he believes in miracles. He now believes that Hashem saved him from the Kibshon Eish. Now when he's 70, Hashem says, Yoin Mun and me, that's like you gave me tztokah, that's like this, whatever it means, I don't know what it means, but whatever it is, it's a very, very big thing. Why was it such a big thing? Hashem does open miracles for the God, and he has miracles, Besada. Kladish Al stood at Kriyas Yam Suf, and they saw Kriyas Yam Suf, Ma'amin v'Hashem v'Maysh Abdoi. They believed in Hashem, Besada. Very hard to believe in Hashem. Tzitkes pirusha asiyas ma'isem yuchad b'minoi, she'ein doimeloi. What tzidkus? The pirush of tzidkus is I did something unique that there's nothing quite like it. Ulochayrem enosu shem avinu lachen neisakiv shem einu lechlens. Bichlal ze Avraham Avinu's imun in Hashem after Hashem schlepped him out of the kibshon eish isn't exactly like, you know, like earth-shattering news. That he took his son onto the mountain and wanted to kill him or whatever, that's pretty earth-shattering news. You know, lech lecha, understand, but kibshon, after the kibshon eish you have imun in Hashem. Okay, besed, verstehe. Oy yesh li shol madu zaro shel Amram nikraim yehudim vilu zaro shel Shem ben nach tzadik shayu koin lekel elyoin vechein zaro shel Eva shayu raboy shel Yaakov avinu nishal b'nei Noach. How come we're called Yehudim, B'nai Israel or whatever you want to call us today, and yet the descendants of Shem was Malketzedek, was the Kohen Gadol, he was great beyond belief. Noach Tzadik, as we mentioned, was called Tzadik by Hashem himself. Ava, the descendants of Ava was the Rebbe of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu learned in his yeshiva for 14 years. Nishar b'nei Noach. Blind the goy, they stayed b'nei Noach. Excuse me, what's going on here? They stayed a goy. Gamus Shalach a tzadik nechshav b'nei Noach. Vesu Shalach was a ben Noach. Vafilu Chanoch shalfach lamalach mentet lo yitzu sheyachzor lo elam hazeh beguf yeh ben Noach. Chanoch who became this melech, this malach mentet, if you come down to this world again, is a goy. Luma samav revinu v'zarach alav hen yudim. What happened here? What's going on? Why am I a Jew and Shem v'Eva and Noach, whatever, at the end of the day, all stayed goyim? That it's Mechal Shabbos to save their last pastors. I don't know. I haven't learned a lot about a tzaddik of the level of a Noach. If you have to Mechal Shabbos to save his last chreisnish, I don't know. The pastors not. But anyway, what happened here? But matzala leres lo'im kem shel dvorim ulevorim keroi. To get proper understanding, and not superficial, a bit here and a bit there and a bit there, and come out with some little bits and pieces. Noisif mispa shaylois mikuvet mikivun acher. Lachman shuv liberet dvarav kab. We're going to ask some other questions in a different area, and then we'll come back and we'll answer everything together. That's how you have to do things. If you want to stand a shkofa b'yun properly, that's how you have to do it. So far, you got the question. What was everybody's chiddush? What made him different? Why is it that he created an entire new spiritual and physical entity? They're going to prove that soon. They're going to show that the genes over here are not the same as the genes of everybody else. They're already starting to find hints to that. The Chasam Sofer already mentions that in one of his tshuvas, that the goof of a Jew is not the same as the goof of a goy. But we already know Avraham Avinu did something majorly enormous here that changed the world forever. And it's hard to understand what he was machadish. Everything that we seem to know from Avram seems that there were people before him that knew that as well, and he got it from them. What exactly is this great thing? And then also, what's this Nechshav Ketztoker? What was his imuna considered such a gewaldic thing? Noach told him there's a God, and he knew there was a God, and he got thrown into Kibshon Eish, and he came out and he said, oh, I believe in God, big deal. Now, I'm not trying to minimize it, but I'm trying to say, what was the big chab? Okay, now we're going to take a little bit of a journey, and we'll come back to this in Mitzvah Shem this year still, although I doubt it. Could well be next year before we get back to the answer. Next year soon, don't worry, don't panic. He hadn't noticed, but Rosh Hashanah is in 10 days. Halacha psukehi b'Rambam u'b'Shulchan Aruch. Before Shalacha paskin in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and we paskin like this. Ein doichi nefesh mipnei nefesh. Everyone know what that means? You don't kill one person to save another person. There have been books written on this. There have been buckets of ink spilt on this. We're going to try and extract what we can for it for our purposes. Just to get a sense of this halacha, we can't do it today. We have to do it tomorrow. Sorry. To be continued. No, it's a complex piece of Torah. We have to understand it well, very well. But Tetz has given a whole bunch of sheris recently on this subject. Amazing subject. That's in simple, yeah, but it's even deeper than that. What happens if you're driving your car? God forbid, this should never happen to anybody. You're coming down a hill and your brakes fail. Right? You got six people in your car. You're hurtling towards a bus stop where there's 20 people standing. Okay? And all you can do is swerve your car in one direction, but to do that, you're going to kill a person who's standing over here. Those kind of questions. Or you know, there's a train. One of Tets used recently. There's a train going on a track, yeah? And there's a guy tied on the, or there's 10 people tied on the track here. And all you can do is do that. You know, there's the thing that changes the, in the good old days used to be the thing, and the train will go off on another tangent, but over there, there's one person tied. Are you allowed to kill one person to save 10 people? Many questions like this in a locker room.
To change the status quo.
Your mice are a grommer. Well, my mice is not doing anything. My mice is just moving an iron handle.
Right.
It's a grommer, but, yeah, but leave the grommer out of this.
If 10 people die.
If you do something, one person dies. Are you allowed to do a mice? Are going to kill one person? And that's if you're driving the cars, it seems to be the same kind of question. Exactly, what do you do? You should ask these shalas before it happens, because when you're busy in the city, you can't find, you know. So, sorry, is that Reb Chaim? Excuse me, I'm about, you know. Not so posh, it's not so posh. This question actually came to the Chazon Ish. After the fact, they just asked him what the person should have done. No, the car question was a real life shala. I don't know all the details, but the Chazon Ish, paskin what he paskin. But anyway. No, but these are big shalas. We'll see, it's in much more simple situations as well. We'll see. He's going to bring tomorrow. What about taking somebody who's in a coma, who's mamash like finished? There's no hope. He's been in a coma for 20 years. He's 150 years old. Two machines. What about taking a limb from him, an organ from him that'll kill him? Okay, to save the person who you know is going to invent the cure for cancer. You know, many questions like this. We'll see.
That's a lot of people.
Are you allowed to give one person to Hitler your machmir to kill in order that he won't kill the 6 million? Tomorrow's Mufresh, we'll deal with it. Well, what's it going to do with our subject? We'll see.
Yeah.